Chapter 4. Lexi hobbled down the hall of the police station, propelled along at twice her normal speed, by Jack's vice-like grip on her elbow. Her uneven one-shoed gait made it hard for her to keep up, but she didn't have much choice. He ripped open the door to an interrogation room and shoved her inside, where she collapsed in the chair, exhausted. Her heart sank as she watched him pace back and forth in front of the door. He stopped and faced her, hands on hips.
It might have been nice if you'd mentioned that you had a fight with the deceased and your shoe was covered in her blood when I first got to the store, he said.
Lexi bit her bottom lip to ward off the tears that threatened to spill out of her eyes.
I know. I'm sorry. Honestly, I wasn't thinking straight. I didn't realize the fight we had earlier would be pertinent, and I was too shocked at finding the bodies to even think about my shoe.
Jack's face softened.
I know. I don't mean to be harsh on you, but I don't want it to seem like you were hiding that. Some might consider that suspicious.
The door to the room opened, and John Darling slipped in, the plastic evidence bag with Lexi's shoe in his hand.
Are you guys ready?
Jack pulled out a chair on the opposite side of the table from Lexi and sat down.
Sure. It's probably best if you ask the questions.
John nodded and sat in the chair next to Jack. He put the plastic bag on the table. Lexi's stomach fluttered nervously. She wasn't used to being questioned as a suspect, although having Jack and John do the questioning did make it less scary.
Is this your shoe?
John pointed to the shoe in the bag.
Yes.
Why were you at Chez Philippe tonight?
John asked, leaning back in his chair.
I had an appointment with Philippe about my dress, Lexi answered.
And what happened when you got there?
Lexi thought back to earlier in the evening, trying to remember the details so she could explain them properly.
When I pulled up out front, the store was dark. I thought that was kind of strange, but since the store actually closes at 5, I figured Philippe might be in the back.
The door to the room jerked open, and they all looked up to see the chief of detectives, Willard Eames, Jack and John's boss.
Hold it.
Eames held his palm up toward them as he leaned against the door jamb, the door still open. Lexi squinted at the tall, thin man, taking in his blue suit coat and red and blue diagonally striped tie. He had a sour look on his face, like someone had forgotten to put sugar in his lemonade.
Huh?
John said.
Aren't you Perillo's fiancé?
Eames said to Lexi.
Yes.
Then I think this could be a conflict of interest.
Eames turned to Jack.
Perillo, you're off the case.
What?
Jack stared at Eames, his eyebrows dipping into an angry V in the middle.
Come on, Jack. You know we're under scrutiny by internal affairs. I can't take any chances with one of my detectives being related to someone involved in the case.
Eames said.
But Lexi's not really involved,
Jack said. Eames' eyebrows lifted a fraction of an inch.
No. She found the bodies and has blood on her shoe. I think it's better for everyone if I put you and Darling on another case.
But who will work this one?
Jack asked. Eames smiled.
It just so happens we have someone who just passed the detective's exam.
We do.
Who?
John asked.
Watson Davies,
Eames answered.
A rookie?
Jack looked at Eames incredulously.
You're going to put a rookie on a double homicide?
Davies will be the lead detective, but you can still consult on the case,
Eames said.
I just don't want either of you taking an active role.
Lexi felt panic clutch at her as she ping-ponged her head between the three men. Clearly, this Watson Davies wasn't anyone Jack trusted to do a good job. And now that she was sitting in the interrogation room, she felt like it would be in her best interest that the detective on this case did a good job. Jack sighed and stood up.
Okay, so where the hell is Davies then? We have a witness here for questioning.
Yeah, Lexi thought. Where the hell is Davies? Lexi heard a hollow clip-clop in the hallway, and Eames half turned in that direction. A petite young blonde, holding a manila folder full of papers, appeared at his side. She wore a tattered jean jacket over a gray BRFPD t-shirt, a pair of faded jeans with holes in the knees, and 3-inch-tall platform shoes, which were apparently the source of the clip-clopping. With the way she was chomping on a big wad of gum, Lexi figured her for a high school student, probably an intern. Eames crossed his arms against his chest.
Davies, how nice of you to join us. Are those the case notes?
Lexi's eyes widened. This was Davies? She looked like a kid. How could he possibly expect a rookie to handle something as complicated as a murder case? Lexi exchanged a panicked look with Jack, and he put his hand over hers.
Don't worry. Everything will turn out okay,
he reassured her.
Of course it will. Davies here can handle everything just fine,
Eames said, and then looked pointedly at Davies.
Right, Davies?
Lexi watched in amazement as Davies blew a gigantic pink bubble with her gum. It popped with a snap. Then she sucked the overflow back into her mouth.
Are you kidding? This one is gonna be a piece of cake.
She waved the file she had in her hand around in front of her.
According to this, the suspect had a violent argument with the victim. Then later on, she was found at the scene of the crime with the victim's blood all over her. I'd say this one's a slam dunk.
Davies shoved her way past Eames and tossed the file on the table.
In fact, I can probably close this case tonight.
She put her palms on the table and leaned toward Lexi, her baby blue eyes glinting like the cold steel of a switchblade.
Because it's obvious to me, we have our killer sitting right here.